Call today.
It's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on our website, we give away, so enjoy those on us. Now then, to start things out here tonight, last week, the news came down about the Jose Padilla or Padilla verdict, whichever way you prefer to pronounce it. He prefers it Padilla, apparently, which I find shockingly hard to believe.
At this point, he doesn't prefer much. He's a babbling idiot. All that time in the spent under the custody of the federal authorities, God knows what happened to him. He apparently isn't in very good mental shape.
Obviously, we've been following the Padilla case as it's developed, and I told you we'd bring you the latest, right? So you might have been wondering why Free Talk Live hadn't gotten to it yet. Well, the reason was that the news came out, and it was sort of like your standard news reporter version of the story. And I like it when the liberty-minded people get their hands on the facts and put together something a little bit more intriguing. So, for instance, Paul Craig Roberts over at LouRockwell.com has done a little write-up on what the Padilla verdict means to you.
Now, Paul Craig Roberts was a staffer for the Reagan administration. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And so, not exactly a righty fringy or anything like that.
Or progressive loon
right.
or anything. Right. So, again, LouRockwell.com, the source. Let's get into the Padilla situation. Jose Padilla's conviction on terrorism charges on August 16th was a victory. Not for justice, but for the U.S. Justice Department's theory that a U.S. citizen can be convicted, not because he committed a terrorist act, but for allegedly harboring aspirations to commit such an act.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the conspiracy charges?
Yeah, conspiracy is disturbing.
By agreeing with the Justice Department's theory, the incompetent Padilla jury delivered a deadly blow to the rule of law and opened Pandora's box. Anglo-American law is a human achievement 800 years in the making. Over centuries, law was transformed from a weapon in the hands of government into a shield of the people from unaccountable power. The Padilla jury's verdict turned law back into a weapon. The jury, of course, had no idea of what was at stake. It was a patriotic jury that appeared in court with one row of jurors dressed in red, one in white, and one in blue.
You're kidding me.
I am shocked at that. He cites the Washington Post as the source for that. It was a jury primed to be psychologically and emotionally manipulated by federal prosecutors, desperate for a conviction for which there was little, if any, supporting evidence. For the jury, patriotism required that they strike a blow for America against terrorism. No member of this jury was going to return home to accusations of letting off a person who's been portrayed as a terrorist in the media for 5 years. The evidence against Padilla consisted of three items. Number one, 7 intercepted telephone conversations. 2, a 10-year-old non-relevant video of Osama bin Laden. And 3, an alleged application to a Mujahideen, not terrorist, training camp with Padilla's fingerprints. We will examine each piece in turn. The International Herald Tribune and Associated Press reported in detail on the telephone intercepts. Quote, accused Al-Qaeda operative Jose Padilla was never overheard using purported code words for violent jihad in an intercepted telephone conversations and spoke often about his difficulties in learning Arabic while studying in Egypt. The lead FBI case agent testified Tuesday.
Now, for learning Arabic, it's my understanding is that you have to properly read the Quran, you have to understand Arabic. Isn't that correct?
I don't know anything about the Quran.
Okay. It is printed in its original tongue and then translated on the same page, generally. And the idea of a devout Muslim is to be able to read it in its original text.
Sort of equivalent to reading the Bible in Hebrew or something.
Well, and Greek. It's in two languages.
Shows what I know.
Yeah. I think that a good Christian that was very interested in those things should consider that, yeah.
So the questioning of the FBI agent James Kavanaugh by Padilla attorney Michael Caruso focused on 7 intercepted phone calls on which Padilla's voice is heard, mostly talking about his marriage and his studies, but never about Islamic extremism. Caruso asked Kavanaugh if Padilla ever was heard using what prosecutors say were code words for violent jihad. And the FBI agent replied, no, he does not. Caruso asked Kavanaugh, the detective, if Padilla was ever overheard discussing jihad training. Quote, no jihad training that I've seen, Kavanaugh said. He's not referring to anything here but studying Arabic, correct? Asked the defense attorney. Study means study, right? Caruso asked. That's what they're talking about, replied the FBI agent. Despite the FBI's testimony...
Is there any evidence against this guy, just out of curiosity?
We'll find out. Despite the jury thought so.
Well, I'm not sure that they necessarily did.
The jury wearing red, white, and blue colors, apparently. Despite the FBI's testimony that this is like surreal stuff here. That the intercepted telephone messages contain no incriminating evidence, the patriotic jury accepted the federal prosecutor's unsupported accusation that there were hidden code words in the message indicating that Padilla was indeed a terrorist. After all, who but a terrorist would want to learn Arabic? The video of Bin Laden, I think that your statement earlier answers the question, who besides a terrorist would want to learn Arabic? Someone who wants to read the Quran. Anyway, the video of Bin Laden had no relevance whatsoever to the charges in the case. It's 10 years old and makes no reference to any of the defendants. Moreover, none of the defendants were accused of ever being in contact with Bin Laden. The only purpose of the video was to arouse in the jurors fear, anger, and disturbing memories associated with September 11th of 2001.
Now, my question is, can they show, I don't know, what if I were to have a trial, can they show Jews being gassed at Nuremberg? Can they show...
Apparently they can just show whatever the hell emotional garbage they
can they show
to.
Warner Brothers cartoons? This is irrelevant stuff. I can't believe that they even allowed that.
Well, they were... I mean, the guy was railroaded. The court came down with a ruling this guy had to be charged, so they charged him with something, and then they railroaded him. Just like they love to do with so many people. So-called tax dodgers and any enemy of the state. They've been targeted. They're going down.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Amazing.
The fact that the judge let prosecutors sway a fearful and vengeful patriotic jury with emotion and passion rather than evidence is obviously grounds for an appeal. Horisky reports that that in their closing statements, prosecutors...
But, once he's been convicted, it doesn't really matter if he wins an appeal, other than for him.
Right.
It'll be nice for him to be out so that he can, I don't know, babble in the Babylon and his insanity at this point. But it doesn't really... It's not really a victory for freedom and the Constitution and the way things, the rule of law in this country.
This is just more evidence that all that is gone. Paul Craig Roberts is making the argument that the Pandora's box was open with this, and we'll see if he continues to pursue that argument. But it seems to me like conspiracy charges have been around forever. They've just been in the drug world instead of the terrorist world. Horisky reports that their closing arguments, prosecutors mentioned Al Qaeda more than 100 times. And urged jurors to think of Al-Qaeda and groups alleged to be affiliated with it as an international murder conspiracy. Padilla trained to kill, said the assistant U.S. attorney Brian Frazier, as he misinformed the jury in his closing statement. Who Padilla wished to kill was never identified. But according to the prosecutors, he'd been wanting to kill persons unknown since 1998. Padilla was convicted for harboring alleged intentions, not for committing any acts. Indeed, no harmful acts are charged to Padilla. The incompetent jury fell for the prosecutor's wild tale of a murder conspiracy many years old that had no results. As Andrew Cohen put it, Padilla and the two co-defendants were convicted on the charge of terrorist wannabes on the basis of, quote, evidence that federal authorities did not believe amounted to a crime when it was gathered back before 2001. Remember, he was originally a dirty bomber. That was the alleged reason they picked him up in the first place, because he was supposedly involved in a plot to blow something up, and they never bothered to charge him with any dirty bomb-related charges, but they brought out these conspiracy charges instead.
Well, I guess if you were...
they had nothing.
I guess if you were just, deciding that, talking about being a dirty bomber rather than being a dirty bomber...
Which they don't have any evidence of that.
Conspiracy
either.
Or racketeering would be the sort of thing that one would charge you with, but you would think that they had some evidence. I would expect to hear
Doesn't
something.
Doesn't sound like it. I haven't heard it yet. Cohen concludes, quote, it's further proof that if you can convince an American jury that a man in the dock had anything to do with Al-Qaeda, you can pretty much bank on a conviction, no matter how tenuous the evidence. The training camp application form is as suspect as any evidence can be. We'll look at that in a moment and take your calls about whatever you want. 800-259-9231 if you want to comment on how you feel about the Jose Padilla verdict. Do you feel like it's going to help keep America safe? This is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. And that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Hey, Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on this site we give away. And that includes the Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photos and prove they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by heading on over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest's mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
You know, we sleep on these mattresses on a regular basis, and most people aren't affected by these chemicals, I guess, because we're alive. But
right.
You never know if your kid's going to be the one that has some kind of allergy to something in there, and who's going to ever think of a mattress?
And I got to tell you, I was actually pleasantly surprised with the Savvy Rest mattress. It was it's very nice.
It is. It's a great thing to sleep on.
Good stuff. And their website's easy to use. They've got a lot of information. So.
I've never had such a nice mattress.
Anyway, Savvy Rest. I used to have one of the Tempur-Pedics back in the day.
Yeah, what do you think about
that
comparatively?
This ranks right up there.
It's
definitely a competitor to the Tempur-Pedic, except it's more healthy.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't have the chemicals.
Right.
So. Anyway, very cool. And apparently the latex technology has been around for a while.
Yeah, my mother had one when I was a kid.
Right. So it's time-tested.
Yep.
All right. So SavvyRest.com. We're back to the Padilla story, talking about this sad, sad case of railroading on the part of the federal government. This guy, there's just no evidence. They didn't, oh, wait, there was a form. That's right. So they had some audio tapes of Padilla on the phone where he never said anything. According to the FBI investigators, the FBI investigators were asked, did he use any code words? Nope, didn't use any code words. He was just talking about his life on these phone calls.
So, good thing they had that in his trial.
That wasn't so much of any sort of evidence. And then you've got this...
This
10-year-old video.
That his phone was tapped.
Right, you've got a 10-year-old non-relevant video of Osama bin Laden. Didn't have anything to do with Jose Padilla. They just played that to get people scared.
They
played
that. They were able to do that.
To pull on the emotions of the jurors who were, by the way,
got away with it.
Who were, by the way, apparently wearing red, white, and blue in the rows in the jury pool area.
Mm-hmm.
One row red, one row white, one row blue. You've got
to
be...
Do you think that any of these people thought to themselves, oh, I'm not going to be the juror that's going to hold this up. People would hang me.
Who knows what they were thinking? I don't know. But they weren't thinking very hard. That's for sure. But here is the real piece of evidence, Mark. The form. Did you know that terrorists... They have their forms, too?
They have the little application forms?
Yeah.
You know, if there ever was a cooked-up piece of evidence, it's a form. I'm sorry, an application form for terrorist school?
There's only one group of people in the world that really has an affinity for forms. Who is that?
That would be the government.
Uh-huh. Anyway, back to Paul Craig Roberts at LouRockwell.com. He says the training camp application form is as suspect as any evidence can be. Moreover, the prosecution had no evidence that Jose Padilla actually attended such a camp. Padilla was held illegally for 3.5 years by the government and tortured, which we've reported on this show in detail. At any time during his illegal detention and torture, Padilla could have been handed a form, thus tainting it with his fingerprints.
Mm.
And remember, you said that he's a babbling madman now because of all this.
That's what they've said.
Abuse.
I mean, all I can go by is what the press says.
I mean, it's been alleged that they've given him psychotropic medication like LSD. So for all we know, they doped him up, brought out this form. He doesn't mention it in here, but when I originally read the AP article about his conviction, they said it was a 5-page long form. And I immediately thought to myself, you have got to be kidding me. A form? A terrorist training camp application form? Are you telling me that real terrorists are going to keep paperwork on file about their applicants?
Either it's not terrorist school or it's a cooked-up form.
Yeah, it seems to me like it's totally cooked up. And it's completely believable what Paul Craig Roberts is suggesting here. Remember, this guy used to work for the Reagan administration. Anyway, the idea that this guy was being tortured, that he was being drugged, and how hard would it be to sit this dude in a room, put a form in front of him while he's on high on LSD or something like that, grab his fingerprints, grab his fingers, stick them in some ink, and put them on the form? Fingerprints on a terrorist application form?
Well, why would you have to get ink? I mean,
I guess they don't do the ink thing.
No, no, it's oils from your hand. Apparently, paper is supposed to be one of the best things for getting fingerprints off of.
I don't know. I sort of got the impression that it was an application form
where he put
so they were
thumbprint?
Required. Yeah.
No, no, I don't think it's even that much. I think that it's an application form for terrorist school that they've got his fingerprints on,
well,
which does mean
seen
that
it, so
which does mean that he touched the form that shows
right.
You know, it's proof positive that he touched it. I can't imagine that there's a thumbprint for the terrorist school. That doesn't make any sense. But then again, an application form doesn't. Either.
So we know how badly abused this man was. To expect a person as badly tortured and abused as Padilla to retain the wits not to touch a piece of paper handed to him or forced into his hands is unreasonable. When Padilla was arrested 5 years ago in 2002, the U.S. government charged that he was about to set off a radioactive dirty bomb in a U.S. city that could kill tens or even hundreds of thousands of Americans. The story, of course, was a total lie. A fabrication designed to keep the fear level high after 9/11 in order to keep support for Bush's regime's wars and domestic police state. None of the charges on which Padilla was illegally held during those years, before the U.S. Supreme Court intervened and ordered the Bush regime to release Padilla or bring him to trial, were part of the charges on which Padilla was tried. There's little doubt that Padilla's conviction, and probably also the convictions of the two co-defendants, is a terrible injustice. But the damage done goes far beyond the damage to the defendants. What the red, white, and blue Padilla jury has done is to overthrow the U.S. Constitution and give us the rule of men. The U.S. Constitution and Anglo-American legal tradition prevent indictments, much less convictions, based on a prosecutor's theory that a person wanted to commit a crime in the past or might want to in the future. Padilla has harmed no one. There's no evidence that he made an agreement with any party to harm anyone, whether for money or for ideology or for any reason. The FBI testified the phone calls were innocuous, the Bin Laden video was evidence of nothing pertaining to the defendants, and the piece of paper, alleged to be a personnel form recovered from an Al-Qaeda camp in Afghanistan, is nothing but a piece of paper and an assertion. As Lawrence Stratton and I demonstrated in our book, The Tyranny of Good Intentions, the protective features of law have been seriously eroded prior to the Bush regime's assault on civil liberty in the name of the war on terror. You can thank the war on drugs for that one. The U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights rest on Blackstone's commentaries on the laws of England. Blackstone explained the law as a protective principles against tyranny, habeas corpus, attorney-client privilege, no crime without intent, no retroactive law, no self-incrimination. We've seen all of that just urinated on by this government at state and federal levels. Jeremy Bentham claimed that these protective principles were outmoded in a democracy in which the people controlled the government and no longer had reasons to fear it. The problem with Blackstone's Rights of Englishmen, Bentham said, is that these civil liberties needlessly limit the government's power, and thus its ability to protect citizens from crime. Bentham wanted to preempt criminal acts by arresting those likely to commit crimes in advance, before budding criminals entered into a life of crime. Bentham, like the Bush regime, sort of like in that Tom Cruise movie, Minority Report. Mm. That's where we're going in this country. Bentham, like the Bush regime, the Padilla jury, and the Republican Federalist Society didn't understand that when law becomes a weapon, liberty dies, regardless of the form of government. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So, exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think it's the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. The features on the site we give away, and those features include the bulletin board system. We've got over 250,000 posts.
It's a lot.
In fact, over 1,600 people are interacting. You can talk about serious issues. You can talk about fun stuff and everything else in between, all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That is bbs.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like setting up a corporation or a limited liability company. LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. And I just talked to somebody today who used LegalZoom and our little code FTL to save 10%.
Great.
And he's like, boy, I can't believe I didn't do that sooner.
Well, there you go.
It's just easy and cheap. According to him.
That's what I like to hear. Satisfied customers. 800-259-9231. Just some final thoughts on the Padilla railroading that went on last week. You probably heard the news that Jose Padilla was convicted by a jury of his peers in a courtroom in America of evil crimes of plotting to destroy things. Well, turns out the evidence really wasn't so great.
Somewhat tenuous.
In fact, Paul Craig Roberts over at LouRockwell.com has been pretty much outlining the situation. They had some telephone conversations, a video of Osama bin Laden, which has nothing to do with Mr. Padilla. The phone conversations were testified in court by the FBI to have nothing to do with code words or anything evil being plotted. And the application for a training camp was allegedly discovered in some, Afghanistan training camp, which you just have to take the government's word for that one.
Apparently it was a Mujahideen training camp, not an Al-Qaeda training camp.
Yeah.
Isn't that correct?
Yes, apparently so. Now, what is a Mujahideen? That's not the jihad dudes. That's like some sort of religious deal?
I don't know everything about these things. And if I make some kind of statement, I know it's not Al-Qaeda. If I make some kind of statement, I'm going to be wrong.
Anyway, the fact is, just because they found Jose Padilla's fingerprints on a piece of paper doesn't mean squat. It doesn't mean he was planning on blowing up buildings or anything. The fact is, the federal government had no hard evidence of any sort of planning on his part. I mean, they didn't have evidence of planning to do something. But they convicted him on all sorts of conspiracy charges, which, of course, were made popular by the war on drugs, the concept of a conspiracy. You've been convicted of conspiracy to grow marijuana. Well, what? I just had a few seeds. Well, that means you were going to plant them sometime. Which, you don't know what I was going to do with the seeds. You have no idea. You're just presuming that. And so the jury presumed that Jose Padilla had something to do with terrorism and convicted him, I believe, on all counts.
Apparently, Mujahideen is a religious school.
Okay. The incompetent Padilla jury, according to Paul Craig Roberts, formerly of the Reagan administration and now writing at LouRockwell.com, has done Americans and their liberty far more damage than will ever be done by the terrorists. Other than those in our criminal justice system who now wield the powers that Bentham wanted to give them. The Padilla case was the way the Bush Justice Department implemented its strategy for taking away the legal principles that protect American citizens. Padilla is an American citizen. He was denied habeas corpus and his rights to an attorney and due process. He was tortured in an attempt to coerce him into self-incrimination. In treating Padilla in these ways, the U.S. Department of Justice violated both the U.S. Constitution and federal law. There's no doubt whatsoever that the Justice Department committed far more crimes than did Mr. Padilla. By the time the Supreme Court finally intervened, Padilla was universally known as the demonized dirty bomber, an enemy combatant who was arrested before he could set off a radioactive bomb in a U.S. city. The Injustice Department could now simultaneously convict Padilla and enshrine Benthamite law simply by appealing to fear and patriotism. And that's what happened. Under Benthamite law, the individual has no rights. The new calculus is the greatest good for the greatest number. Would that be utilitarianism?
Very much so.
I think so. As determined by the wielders of power, on the basis of this new law, not written by Congress, but invented by the Injustice Department and made precedent by the Padilla jury, the U.S. can now lock people up based on the percentage of crime committed by their race, gender, income class, or ethnic group. Under Benthamite law, people can be arrested and prosecuted for thought crimes. Under Benthamite law, it's the government that protects the people, not the Constitution and the Bill of Rights that protect the individual. Benthamite law makes advocacy speech, for example, a call to overthrow the U.S. government, upheld in the 1969 Supreme Court decision Brandenburg v. Ohio, a serious federal crime. The idea that we might say something about overthrowing the federal government, it could be a terrorist
threat. So as recently as 69, you could talk about overthrowing the United States government.
That's correct.
And that was your constitutional right.
Now, maybe not so much. The Padilla jury has opened Pandora's box. Unless the conviction is overturned on appeal, American liberty has died in their verdict. 800-259-9231. Now, you know, Paul Craig Roberts is embellishing a little bit here. American liberty's been sort of being stabbed and its throat being cut and just eviscerated for several years. Again, the war on drugs being a major factor in the just the whittling away of your freedoms and your rights. And this is just the next step. This war on terror, we've already seen it being so invasive. We've already seen it costing billions of dollars, and we're now seeing it take more and more freedoms. The habeas corpus was already gone before this case had completed.
It wasn't entirely gone. It was not gone for citizens, at least. I mean, most.
Well, it is if you get labeled an unlawful enemy combatant.
That's true.
It's gone.
You're right.
All they have to do now, according to the law called the Military Commissions Act, passed in 2006, is a panel of the president's men, people he appoints to a specific panel, can say, Mark, we believe you're an unlawful enemy combatant. They can come, pick you up at your house.
I'm expecting that any day now.
And then take you to an unannounced military facility where you will be held until they're ready to do whatever it is they want to do with you, like put you in front of a military tribunal, for instance.
And incommunicado, because you can't talk to your lawyer.
Right. You won't get in front of the Padilla jury, even. You'll be in a military tribunal. This is all completely legal now in this wacky, crazy world of extra-constitutional governmental affairs. What do you think about that? 800-259-9231. Does it make you feel good, make you feel safe, make you feel warm and cozy at night? 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Carl in Montreal as we go to the phones and do the fun. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
I think this is terrible, you know, if this case law is going to be misused. And I just see this Fourth Reich of George Bush. That's the only one that this is going to, you know, benefit.
Careful, Carl. That might be a terroristic threat. They
well,
may have
in
to
Canada.
Invade
right.
Canada to come and get you.
I know. They already put me through all sorts of hell already with their judicial system and their lies. And I know it's just... I'm not
well, they're just trying to keep people safe, Carl. Obviously, you're a violent, violent man who must be stopped.
See, I'm not afraid to speak out against them and speak my mind. You know, they might not like it and lock me up, but see, I believe in speaking the truth and speaking out for others, you know, not
How
letting
you?
Them intimidate me.
Now, I am totally with that, and I hope that more Americans can stay strong in their convictions to continue speaking out for what they believe in, to continue speaking out against the tyrannical power of the state. But as they continue to crack down, as more people come under the thumb of the federal government for whatever the alleged crimes are, inevitably, it's going to have a bit of a silencing power on people. People are going to get scared when they see people getting arrested for more innocuous things than what Jose Padilla was charged with. Carl,
yeah,
thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Now, on the way here tonight, we've still got a lot of other things to talk about. In fact, Mark, you have the 7 ways to become a positive person, and that sounds interesting to me because it's something, it's important that in these times of negativity, in these times where we're surrounded by, well, people that are scared and frightened and willing to turn over their liberty at a moment's notice to some government masquerading as the knight in shining armor, just hand the citizens, hand over your freedoms, and we promise protection. That's all you have to do is just give up your liberties, and you'll be safe. In this time of negativity, where we see the government growing and getting more and more oppressive and more tyrannical and awful, it's very important to be able to stay positive. So we'll get to that, hopefully maybe hour number two. In the meantime, we can talk to you about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. Also on the way here, the technology war. The format war is in high gear. Remember beta versus VHS? It's happening again. Free Talk Live. You take control.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Millions of people suffer daily with back pain, hip pain, leg pain, sciatica, poor posture, and more. How would you like to have a tool to use at home anytime you need to help relieve the pain and not just treat the symptoms? All of these people are relaxing on a unique device placed under the hips to elevate the sacrum and let tight muscles relax. It's called the Sacro Wedgie. And was invented by a sports trainer to first help his athletes and now is helping thousands. The Sacro Wedgie is not a quick fix, but a lifestyle and can even be used sitting at a desk or in the car. Of course, results will vary. However, the more balanced you are, the fewer problems you'll have. Relax 20 minutes daily for relief. It only costs $29.95 for the Sacro Wedgie and $12.95 for the neck roll. Visit our website at www.sacrowedgie.com or call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure. The Sacro Wedgie works when all else fails.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want. The toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And the number again, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got lots of stuff on our site. We give it away, and we ask that you voluntarily support us in return for all of that by going to amp.freetalklive.com and becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, as have done hundreds of our listeners who've decided that they appreciate the fact that we give all of our stuff away on our website, and they just want to show their support for the program. And the idea is you send in $3 a month, and it's easy to do. It's automated via PayPal account or any major credit card, and there's some other options as well. They go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program, advertise, market, and promote. We take that money in, and we turn it around into promoting the show, to getting the show on more radio stations, and spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So get all the details, learn about the perks you get access to as well, at amp.freetalklive.com as we go to the phones and to the fund. John in California. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hey, what's on your mind, John?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, good.
Good. I had a question in regards to registering Republican.
Okay.
Now, I have a MySpace account, but a bunch of Ron Paul friends and whatnot, and I see, you know, there's this whole push of make sure you register Republican if you live in certain states to vote for Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because some states you have to register at least 30 days in advance of the election, of the primary election, in order to be able to vote in that primary election.
The primary election. Okay, I'm just like government illiterate.
What was the question? I mean, I don't know if Mark answered your question, or what was your question, sir?
Well, I mean, I just know that's the primary. That's like the last. I don't get like what the primary is. I mean, I just figured if I voted for Ron Paul, it would count. I mean.
Okay, here's how it works. The voting situation in most states is set up to be as inconvenient as it can possibly be for people. You know, they don't really want you to participate. Here in New Hampshire, we've got it easy. We can walk into a voting location as long as it's the one that's appropriate to our, where we're supposed to go. If we go to the correct polling location, even if we go to the wrong one, they'll point to the right one. But you can just walk in here, and you can register to vote on the same day, and you can register as in the coolest thing here. Is you can register undeclared as far as your party is concerned.
Yeah.
And so if you're an undeclared voter in New Hampshire, you can walk in and say, I declare myself as a Republican today. And they will give you the Republican primary ballot. You go and vote. And then when you walk back out, you say, I am now declaring myself as undeclared. And you will once again be undeclared, and you can walk out. So I don't think it gets any easier than that. In other states, like where we come from in Florida, probably out in California as well, where you're
yeah.
at, And they try to make it as onerous and as difficult as possible. You'll have to go and contact whatever the city clerk is where you live, the supervisor of elections.
If you go to the city clerk, you can register as decline to state, which is unaffiliated.
You're talking about California.
This is according to the California, I don't know, LWV.org. You can register as declined to state, and then during the primaries, all you have to do is walk in and say, I would like to vote Republican.
The California
Republican Party has agreed to let unaffiliated voters vote for their candidates during their primaries. So just call yourself unaffiliated. Don't say independent, otherwise you'll end up as the American Independent Party.
Right.
That's bad.
They'll confuse you. Unaffiliated is the answer.
And the American Independent Party is not going to be in the primaries.
And you want to make sure you take care of this sooner rather than later so you don't forget and then discover, oh, no, it's too late, I can't do it.
Okay, certainly. I have one other question.
Yeah.
Sorry. This is about, I'm also saying about things about being a delegate. Okay, who could be, can anybody be a delegate, or like, what's
that's
the deal?
That's a political party thing.
Yeah, you have to be.
You have to look into the Republican Party for that. Now,
right.
when you have to
be a member of the Republican Party in order to be one of their
now,
delegates.
Let's clarify
okay.
something here. This is another possible confusing aspect. There's a difference between being a registered party member, like a registered Republican or Libertarian or Democrat, and a party member. You can be registered and not be a party member.
Right.
You can be a party member and not be registered, or you can be a party member and be registered.
Right. A party. The Republican Party of California is like a club. You likely have to pay some kind of membership dues in order to be part of that club, and that club will decide who their delegates are,
based on whatever their decision making process is.
And it has little or nothing to do with whether you're a registered Republican. Likely you will be a registered Republican if you decide to go to be part of the California Republican Party, because, you know, who wouldn't?
And you asked what is a primary. It is basically a political election to whittle down the field of potential candidates.
Right. George Bush was the Republican in 2000, the year 2000. He had to beat several other Republicans before he could be the Republican nominee.
It's like the semifinals, basically.
It is the semifinals, right.
There you go.
Okay.
Hope that helps, man.
It's kind of a round-robin thing in the semifinals, too, because there can be more than one candidate. There can be, you know, seven Republicans.
Now, in most primaries, can't the delegates, aren't they sort of the final decision? Like, it doesn't really matter what the people think. The delegates will make the choice.
I believe that's the case.
So even if a bunch of people go in and vote for Ron Paul, the delegates might just be Republican functionaries, and they'll vote for Rudy Giuliani or something like that in the actual primary. So really, it's more of a show than anything else. It's apparently not very binding.
Okay.
So I hope that explains it. Any other thoughts?
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, John. Appreciate the call. Let's talk to Tim in Wisconsin. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Tim, what's on your mind?
One of the things I couldn't help having to express is I feel just like one other caller said, how one other caller was saying about, not caring if they hear what he was saying, because the more I also have heard stuff that Alex Jones has been exposing, the angrier I couldn't help feeling like, getting lately. And,
you're saying you don't care if the government hears you say, anti-government thoughts or pro-freedom thoughts, that sort of thing? Like, you're talking about speaking out and not being afraid to speak out? Is that what you're referring to, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Your thoughts?
I also have this song I wrote and composed and recorded called I'm Not Giving My Freedom Away. And,
it's really important that people who are liberty-minded types of individuals, that they continue to do the things that make them feel good, as far as being an activist is concerned. So whether your activism is to, work on a website, or whether it's to do political activity, or whether it's to just stand out by the side of the road holding a sign to protest something, or whether it's to write a song, there's definitely a place for everybody in this movement. And, I wish you the best of luck, and thank you for the call. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I'd like to hear that song sometime.
Well, it's a talk radio show, so...
No, I wouldn't. I can't play it here.
Hey, here's the news out of Los Angeles. The Associated Press reporting the format war continues as Paramount Pictures and DreamWorks SKG will offer next-generation DVDs in the HD DVD format and drop support for Blu-ray, further complicating the race between the competing technologies. Monday's announcement affects the upcoming DVD release for Shrek the Third, as well as Transformers and some other movies as well. Movies directed by Steven Spielberg, however, will continue to be released in both formats. Paramount, which owns DreamWorks and handles home sales for their separate company, DreamWorks Animation, was previously releasing movies in both of the formats, and they say that, quote, part of our vision is to aggressively extend our movies beyond the theater and deliver the quality and features that appeal to our audience, says their executive. He says, I believe HD DVD is not only the affordable, high-quality choice for consumers, but also the smart choice for Paramount. The competition between Blu-ray and HD DVD has kept confused consumers from rushing to buy new DVD players until they can determine which format will dominate the market. Until recently, many consumers were able to defer the choice because players have been so expensive. The prices have already been slashed by about half. Sony's Blu-ray player now sells for $500, and Toshiba's cheapest HD DVD player is selling for $300, with both likely to include as many as 5 free movies as an incentive. So you've got the format war going on here all over again. It's Beta and VHS round 2, except now it's HD DVD and Blu-ray. What you've got are different movie companies like Universal and Paramount, Disney and those guys, that are basically they're picking sides.
Right.
Some of them are offering their movies in both formats, but some of them have decided to ally themselves with one format or the other.
Likely they're incentivized in some way or another by those formats.
And I was looking at the Wikipedia entry for Blu-ray and HD DVD, and looking, they've got a comparison chart there. And there really isn't that big of a difference between the two formats. It's some minor differences. For instance, Blu-ray discs, dual-layered Blu-ray discs can hold 50 gigabytes. Now, by the way, today's DVDs, a single-layer disc holds about 4-point-something gigabytes. A dual-layer disc holds about 10. So you're looking at 5 times the storage capacity. Mm. HD DVDs hold about 30 gigabytes. So Blu-ray can hold
a bit more,
which means you could encode your video at a slightly higher bit rate, but these videos look nice either way. I mean, it's HD DVD. It's HD. It looks really good.
Yeah, and HD seems to have the leg up on
got price.
Name recognition.
They've got name recognition. They've got price as well.
Because HD TV, HD radio, even though these things are not affiliated in any way, shape, or form, the HD is something that people can get behind just because they're seeing a lot of advertising.
Now, here's one interesting difference, though. The technology for Blu-ray requires new manufacturing techniques in factories, which boosts in costs for manufacturers, while HD DVDs are basically DVDs on steroids, meaning they can use their existing infrastructure to pump them out. Hour 2 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Who will win the format war?
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Guest